Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Secretary. It has been a couple of months since you testified before the Veterans Committee, as you know, and I've been amazed at the number of things that have occurred since then, obviously, with the Walter Reed issue and the growing awareness of facilities across the country with needs, the internal VA report that showed the problems that need to be addressed, and, of course, we have learned a lot more about the signature issue of this war, traumatic brain injury, and the number of men and women out there who have been impacted that, some of them not yet caught, and I appreciate some of the work you're doing to find those men and women and make sure we address that extremely important issue. The Senate has now passed a budget for fiscal year 2008 that provides the VA with more money than the President's budget for medical care, for IT, medical and prosthetic research, and a lot more. I wanted to ask you, do you support the higher level of veterans funding in the Senate budget?
Well, we've had a lot of consultation with staff on those amounts and the application of them and the way that we would utilize them. As part of the administration, have submitted a robust budget for 07 and felt it was eventually approved, and that is a solid budget. But we can use, if you so choose in the Congress, we can make good use of the money.
And the additional money that is in the supplemental for polytrauma care and other issues for health care for veterans, I assume you would be supportive of that as well.
We can use it, yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I appreciate that very much. I heard you talk a little bit about polytrauma care. We have $90 million in that supplemental. I think this is an issue that we all have got to put down everything else we do and really address those issues, so I appreciate it. I did want to ask you a little bit about the TBI. We are ready to give you the resources you need. I know that you're screening Iraq and Afghani veterans for TBI now, and I think it would really be helpful for the VA to start that screening process a lot sooner. Back in August of 2006, a Pentagon Medical Board proposed that the Defense Department begin tracking which service members were exposed to IEDs on the battle, even those without physical injury or serious injury at the time, because we know that shock waves have an impact on the diagnosis of TBI. Do you agree that it would be helpful to the VA if those men and women were diagnosed before they left the service, or at least that you knew they'd been in the vicinity of an explosion before they entered the VA system?
I'll give you my view, and then I'll refer to Dr. Cussman, who is the chief medical officer of the VA. I think that it would be useful, because the sooner that we can detect it, the sooner that we can begin to treat it, and thus the sooner we can bring about healing and through therapy and treatment. And I'll ask Dr. Cussman if he'd like to expand medically.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, Senator. We've been working with DOD to develop an adequate screening mechanism. As you know, it's hard to do that because there's no test, as I mentioned earlier, or no blood test that you can do to make the diagnosis. I think we, with DOD and the VA, do very well with severe TBI. Those people get into the medical evacuation chain, and I think that together...
Well, it's more physical injury.
That's correct. As far as mild to moderate, one of the challenges is, and the difficulty is, that the patient frequently doesn't even know they have it. And so we've developed a very, I think, and time will tell how accurate it is, but a good screening mechanism using the best knowledge from the civilian community, DOD, and us, to ask people when they come in, everybody who is OIF, OEF, and we hope that DOD will use that as well during the post-deployment screen. And that on the basis of that, if the person answers yes to the questions, then they will be referred to for a neurocognitive evaluation by the subject matter experts, and then determine what kind of treatment, if anything, needs to be done. Because as you know, some of the mild or moderate.
But Dr. Cussman, I've talked to a number of the doctors at the polytrauma centers who tell me that there isn't necessarily a set of questions you can ask and know. And in fact, the soldier may not even remember that he was in the vicinity of an explosion in you know, certain cases.
That's what makes it so challenging. Yeah. But we need to have at least some mechanism for asking the right kinds of questions.
That's why I was asking if it would be helpful for the Pentagon to track battlefield exposures to IEDs and then share that information with the VA.
If there's a mechanism for them to identify everybody who was in an IED, particularly ones that have been in more than one IED, that would be very helpful, yes.
Well, Secretary Nicholson, would you be willing to write a letter to Secretary Gates and ask him if they would begin to track that information and share it with you so that we can make sure we don't lose these men and women?
Yes, I would be willing to write him a letter. He serves on the task force, the intercabinet task force that I chair on OIF-OEF heroes, and you know, discussed it. It was brought up in this hearing, and ask him to consider it. Yes, it would.
Okay, I would appreciate that. I think it would be helpful. I've talked to too many of these young kids, they're not even young anymore, who are a year and a half after they separate, all of a sudden their family recognizes they are not tracking correctly, they can't remember things, whatever their issue is. And if we can get them in sooner than a year and a half later, it would be great. I think if the Pentagon were able to share that information with the VA, we would be in a much better place to find them before they're lost for a year and a half of their life. So I would appreciate if you would be willing to do that. Secretary Nicholson, I also wanted to ask you, I saw in Salon.com yesterday a report on a focus group that the VA conducted at Walter Reed with Iraq and Afghani troops and their families way back in 2004. And the focus group found that injured soldiers at Walter Reed were frustrated, confused, sometimes angry with the bureaucratic problems at Walter Reed. Were you ever briefed on that focus group report from 2004 about Walter Reed?
No, I was not, Senator, I asked Dr. Cussman about it this morning, and so I'll ask him to respond.
Yes, Senator, I certainly read that report as well. As you know,
read it yesterday or read it?
No, I read the
article.
Salon.com article. I'm aware of the report. That report was generated about 9 months into our seamless transition activities related to OIF-OEF. And it was directed by the Chief of Staff at that time. This was before Secretary Nicholson came. And the effort here was for us to look at what our benefits counselors and social workers were doing, whether we were getting the information across to these veterans. We learned there were about six veterans and some members of families that came, obviously a small sample, but the effort here was to learn what we were doing well and not doing well. And we did learn a lot of things. Several things came out of it about improving information, previewing communication, when we should interact with the veterans. Task force was multidisciplinary with that. There were representatives of DOD there on the committee. The report went to all the members of the committee, but it was geared to look at what the VA was doing over at Walter Reed and determining whether we were accomplishing our mission.
It's troubling that long ago there was a report somewhere that these issues were festering over there, and it. And was it not shared with anybody at the VA at the time?
Oh, no. It was. We knew about it. Again, most of that had to do with our questions related to, and again, small numbers, but related to whether the VA was doing its mission.
Was there follow-up then after that?
There was a very thorough action plan that was established after that to address the issues of communication, timing of visiting, repeated visits. And that was part of the reason we set up our seamless transition office, because prior to that, it had been just a task force that was established.
Was that focus group information shared with the DOD?
As I said, there were members of the DOD on the, but it wasn't directed to what DOD was doing.
So the DOD was aware of that report?
There were DOD members on the committee.
Was it shared with the White House?
No, I don't believe it was shared with the White
House. But the DOD was aware of it as well?
There were members on the committee.
Okay, it's just troubling that it all came
Six
to light
people.
Years later. But okay, well, let me ask a few parochial questions in my few remaining minutes, and I will turn it over to Senator Allard. Secretary Nicholson, while you're here today, I wanted to ask you about the Wenatchee VA clinic. You know, it was supposed to open this spring. It was pushed to August, and now we're told it's going to be September. Can I have your assurance that our Wenatchee VA clinic is going to be open and that you're doing everything in your power not to have another delay for these folks who have been waiting for this for years?
Yes.
I'm going to have to defer to Dr. Kussman or get back to you in writing. Can you respond?
I have to apologize. I don't have the specifics, but I can assure you it's on the list and we'll do everything
we can. It's been on the list forever.
Well, we'll look into it and get back to you.
Well, they've waited a long time for this, and there was a lot of expectation it was going to be open more than a year ago. Then we were told this spring. Then it was August. Now it's September, and nobody believes us anymore that this is going to open. So I just want your assurance that you can make a call, Mr. Secretary, and find out where this is and move it along.
I'll do that promptly.
Okay. Very good. I have several other questions that I will submit for the record. I wanted to ask you about Walla Walla. I asked you about that before and haven't received any response back on that, Mr. Secretary. If you can get back to me on some of the mental health care issues on Walla Walla, I would really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and I will turn it to Senator Allard.